Welcome to Treasury Talk, a podcast featuring timely tips and information for Michigan taxpayers, hosted by State Treasurer Rachel Eubanks. Listen for takeaways from our subject matter experts that will support you, your family, and your business.
Hello to our listeners. I'm Rachel Eubanks, and this is Treasury Talk. Our guest today is Scott DeVerona, MyAble Program Director for the state of Michigan. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you, Treasurer.
A little background for our listeners. So, Scott, MyAble stands for Michigan Achieving a Better Life Experience, and it's a disability savings program administered by the Michigan Department of Treasury. What can you tell us about MyAble, and how does it benefit Michiganders?
Thank you, Treasurer. The MyAble program began in November of 2016. The program was created to help individuals with disabilities and their families to save, invest, and spend their own funds on the things that they need because of their disability. The program is specifically to benefit individuals with disabilities and their families, and it's to help ease the financial burden that people with disabilities have.
So who specifically does it benefit? Does it benefit the individual, the families, can everybody?
Everybody can benefit from an ABLE account. I like to talk to individuals about how there's no population of people that has enough money. Yeah, everybody needs to save money for their future expenses. This population, however, has been told if you save too much, we're going to punish you by taking away the benefits that you need. Now with an ABLE account, you don't have to worry about jeopardizing the eligibility for those benefits. You can save, spend, and invest your money for your needs.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure that anyone interested in opening a MyAble savings account would be very concerned about how large a large amount in the bank could impact any government assistance they might be receiving, like you just touched on. I mean, how might you address that?
So one of the things that individuals with disabilities, many of them are eligible for certain federal and state benefits. Unfortunately, many of those benefit programs have an asset limit. If you have more than $2,000 in assets, you are excluded from things like Medicaid, Children's Special Health Care Services, or any other Medicaid program. And the problem is they're so worried about losing eligibility for those that they refuse to save money, that they actually spend money frivolously if they start to get close to that $2,000 in assets. So the MyAble program allows individuals to save up to $18,000 without jeopardizing eligibility for Medicaid or any of the programs that they need because of their disability. The great thing about this program is the money that is saved in an ABLE account can be used for lots of different things. It's modeled after the very successful, very popular 529 education savings program, but it's a little different for individuals with disabilities. Unlike an education savings program that can be used for tuition, books, fees, computers, things like that, an ABLE account can be used for all of those things, anything education related, but it can also be used for everyday expenses, things like housing, rent, mortgage, utilities, garbage removal service. If an individual needs to make modifications to their home to allow for accessibility, you can pay for those things out of an ABLE account. You can pay for your daily needs, things like food, groceries. You can pay for those things out of your ABLE account. One of the reasons that many individuals with disabilities are unemployed or underemployed is a lack of transportation. It can be very expensive to move a person with a disability from one place to another. So you can pay for your transportation expenses out of an ABLE account. And it's not just buying a car or a wheelchair accessible van. You can use it to pay for Uber. You can use it to pay for a bus pass. I've got a client who lives on Mackinac Island, and he goes back and forth on the Shepler's Ferry to St. Ignace for his job. And he can use his ABLE account to pay for his ferry costs because it's a transportation cost. And there's lots of other things that you can use your ABLE account to pay for, including medical bills. So if you've got extravagant medical bills, which a lot of people with disabilities have, you can supplement your already paid for insurance with an ABLE account.
That's really tremendous information. I mean, it's not just the tax savings piece that we're thinking about, but also not jeopardizing the other benefits that these individuals may be eligible for, and thinking about all the creative ways that we can help them kind of address their needs in their daily life. So very interesting eligible uses there. So who can contribute? I mean, can anyone contribute to the MyAble account belonging to, let's say you've got a friend or a family member, somebody you know with a disability?
So that's the great thing about the MyAble program is anyone can contribute to an ABLE account. So moms, dads, friends, aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, or complete strangers can make a tax-deductible donation to a Michigan able account. It's tax deductible for $5,000 for an individual or up to $10,000 for a joint couple. So it's a great way for friends and family to start helping a person with a disability because, quite frankly, for so long, they've been told you can't. If you give that person money, they may lose their eligibility for their benefits. The other thing that I like to bring up with parents, parents who have adult children with disabilities, is do you give your child money? And a lot of them say, yeah, I give them, you know, $100 a week or something like that. I say, stop doing that. Put the money in their ABLE account, give yourself an income tax deduction, and the child, who's maybe in their 20s or 30s right now, can still use that money for the things that they need out of their ABLE account. So it's a great way to give yourself an income tax deduction and help support that person with a disability.
How do they access those funds? I mean, practically, do they have a debit card or?
Yes. The MyABLE program has 6 different investment options. In addition to those investment options, we have a checking account option that comes with an optional debit card that can be used anywhere a debit card can be used. So you can use it at the pharmacy, you can use it at the grocery store, you can use it to pay for your disability-related expenses. Our number one disability expense utilized with the credit card is food. People go to the restaurants, people go to McDonald's, they go to Taco Bell, they go to places, then they buy their food because it's a qualified disability expense. And it's a great way for people to start getting more in tune with their own financial situation. It's a chance for them to become empowered financially.
So MyABLE sounds like a fantastic program that everyone needs to be aware of. So not just people with disabilities, but their support circle of friends and family members too.
Yes. Approximately 500,000 individuals in Michigan are eligible to open ABLE accounts, but currently we only have about 1% of that number currently enrolled statewide. We are doubling down on our statewide campaign to encourage more Michiganders with disabilities to open an ABLE account. And I am very proud to announce that in 2026, one of the eligibility restrictions for ABLE accounts is going to increase. In 2026, the age range will go through to age 46. So it will allow probably another 500,000 people in Michigan to be eligible for this program. So we are really looking forward to 2026 when approximately 1 million residents of Michigan can participate in this program, can save, invest, and spend with the MyABLE program.
I think that's a really important point. You know, thinking about at the 26 age limitation that we've got about 400,000 Michiganders, which is a substantial portion of our population, eligible for these accounts. But by 2026, we could have almost 1 million. And even, you know, veterans in particular could really benefit. Maybe another 150,000 veterans could be eligible for these accounts. So that is a tremendously exciting, ability that we could reach more people who have needs through this program. So that's excellent. So what else is MyABLE doing to get the word out?
I'm proud to announce that April has been designated ABLE to Save Month. And as part of our campaign, the first 200 people who open an eligible MyABLE disability savings account during April will receive up to a $100 match as part of an ongoing campaign to promote the savings and investment program. We're really looking forward to increasing participation in this program. We do outreach events throughout the state, both virtually and in person. So we're always looking for disability advocacy organizations, parent groups, anybody who can help us get the word out about the MyABLE program. Please feel free to contact us. You'll be able to contact us through our email or through our website. Our website is myable.org, or you can check us out on Facebook and contact us through there as well.
I think outreach is a really important component to this. I mean, you know, as part of the Department of Treasury's fiscal year 2025 budget request, we're asking for another $3 million to help reach these folks where they are. And Scott, you've made really interesting points about, you know, the need for those dollars and why that these individuals are different to reach than kind of other categories of savers that we work with in Treasury.
Yeah, Treasury does a great job of outreach to people like tax preparers. Obviously, we do a lot of tax preparation. We reach out a lot to attorneys, things of that nature. We do a lot of education for financial empowerment to incoming college students and high school students. And now we're actually getting down into the lower grade levels as well to talk to them about saving for their future and things like that. Unfortunately, the disabled population has never had a product marketed directly to them. They've never had a way to save until the ABLE account came out. So we learned very quickly that it was a different market to try and reach. But the great news is that this population already has a lot of trusted partners. We work in conjunction with many of the ARC chapters throughout the state of Michigan. We are a proud sponsor of the Special Olympics. We work with the Disability Network organizations throughout the state of Michigan. And we will work with anybody who helps serve this population. We found that by generating these partnerships, we can increase our credibility. And that's a great way to reach a population that never has had a product before that's just for them.
That's an excellent point. So how does somebody actually go about setting up their MyAble account?
Great question. The one thing that we wanted to do is we wanted to make this easy for everyone. Obviously, when we have individuals with disabilities, we have people who are more than capable of handling their finances. We also have people who may never be capable of handling their finances. So the ABLE legislation allows us to be flexible in that a parent, a grandparent, a spouse, a sibling, a court-appointed guardian, a power of attorney, or a representative payee as designated by the Social Security Administration can open, administer, and help individuals with disabilities set up these accounts. All of our account information, enrollment information, our investment prospectuses are all available online. You go to myable.org and you click on Start Saving and you start the enrollment process. The enrollment process is really simple. Most people can get through it in 10 to 15 minutes. We are going to ask for the same type of demographic information that any other bank or financial institution is going to ask for. So things like names, addresses, dates of birth, social security numbers, all of that type of information we're going to need in order to establish an ABLE account. It is administered by the Michigan Department of Treasury, just like our 529 education program. So it's a great way to start saving, investing, and spending future dollars.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Scott, for sharing your truly valuable information with Michigan listeners and for facilitating the MyAble program in Michigan. Listeners can find related resources and online links in the podcast show notes.
Thank you, Rachel.